Okay, let's do this. So.
No theme song, no theme song, no theme song, no theme song, no theme song.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. This is Super Ladies episode 2.
Number 2. Two dose. Yo, dose. Dose podcast.
What's up? I figured out how to upload a podcast.
You did. You did. And it didn't take like 3 weeks.
Right. I was so scared that iTunes was... Kevin Smith said, your iTunes approves things in 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And when, at the end of the second day, I still hadn't heard from iTunes, I wondered if they just deemed us too lame.
Well, that's what I was going to say. What if that's only if you're Kevin Smith that right. It happens in 2 days? So...
And I wondered if I did it wrong.
But you did it right, because when I searched for it and it came up, I was like, oh, shit. There we are. Yeah. It's happening. So, yeah. So, success. And some people actually listened to it. Yay. Thanks for that. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, people. And it was more than just, like, you know, our three friends that promised us they would listen no matter what we did. I think we might have somebody, like a stranger or two, listening. At least that's what we should tell ourselves. So that we...
Yes. Yes, we totally do. We totally do.
Totally.
And we appreciate it so much. And, like, tweet us and comment and tell us again. Tell us what we should be talking about. Tell us what we're doing wrong. Tell us what we're doing right. We want feedback.
But also leave us iTunes reviews, especially positive ones.
Yes.
iTunes reviews, because evidently that helps things. And we want other people to find us because we're fun. And we have, over the next few weeks, we have some really fun stuff planned.
Yes, 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 yes.
And stuff. Because this week, Shelby, I bought an affair.
You what? You bought an affair? I can't hear you. An affair. What?
Yes, Shelby, this week I had an affair. Nothing
you bought cab fare? What?
This week I bought airfare.
Airfare, right? Yes, yes. I was so excited, but I don't want to get too excited because I know things can happen, so I'm trying to be real chill about it.
There's always a possibility that something will come up, and I won't be able to go on our trip that we have planned, but so far, so good.
Yeah, because when you told me, I wanted to be like, yay, but I was like, okay, that's cool, that's cool.
Yeah, we're being chill about it. The flooding in Texas looks exciting, but, you know... I can go to Texas after we go to New York.
I think, I figure, you know, and it is a terrible, terrible, terrible situation. But I feel like it should take like a good, 2 to 3 weeks to get you there. That's what I think.
Right, right.
And then you can go.
So for those
totally
that are
go.
Wondering why flooding in Texas has anything to do with Shelby and I going to New York City, I work in disaster recovery, and I'm waiting to be sent out on a disaster. So... they could call me up and say, we need you on this disaster, instead of going and hanging out in New York, and then we'll all be very sad, but I will have money, and there will be future parties.
Right. Right. Yeah.
But anyways, I bought airfare this week, and I'm going to be excited about buying airfare.
That's right. Me too. Too. Going to be excited.
And you guys are hearing my voices.
Yes. So, what did you love about this week? Anything? Have you read anything new?
No. I have read nothing. I was about to say,
well,
Preacher, but that was last.
That was last week. We already talked about that. Remember, this last Sunday, they just re-aired the pilot again. So,
but
and for anybody, I don't know if there's anybody out there that hadn't watched. I think AMC still has it on the app to watch or on the website. And Amazon did have it free to download, too. So... that was this week. So I just went ahead and, like, downloaded it because it was free. And I was like, yes, I'll watch this episode whenever I want to. Yes. So, and then I have since found out that tonight that it airs at the same time as Game of Thrones. So, sorry, Jesse Custer, but I have to choose Daenerys. Sorry. Sorry. Got to watch that live. So, but I will watch Preacher tomorrow night. So we'll have that to talk about next time.
Yes. And I'm going to be up on Preacher. I'll be up on Game of Thrones. But you, I mean, yeah, Shelby, you read a whole lot this week, and what, if I'm going to read any of it, what should I start with?
Well, you should definitely read the Captain America number one. That's got everybody in a tizzy, in a little hissy fit there. People are throwing about the Cap and Hydra. So I read that. I have not read any Captain America up in, you know, till this point. So I don't think had the same, maybe it was because I had been spoiled on it already, but I did not have this strong reaction that everybody else seemed to have about it. So I read that. That's good. I have started Power Man and Iron Fist, the new series of that. That's fun. That's a lot of fun.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and I have been known to screw it up and call it Power Fist and Iron Man. I've done that more than once this week. So if I said, different kind of series altogether, Power Fist and Iron Man.
One's a little bit sexual and one's pretty famous.
Not the one I'm reading is not a Tony Stark porno.
Dude.
Oh my god, I'm kind of like blushing. I'm kind of turning red. I messed up that.
Like, now I want to go to like the fan fiction archives and see if somebody has written a Power Fist and Iron Man. If anybody out there, no, do not send us the link.
No, I don't want a link. I don't want a drawing.
I don't want drawing. Don't
get out of my head. And I have been known to. Also, I get so excited about what I'm into. Like the week the Doctor Strange trailer came out, and I was reading Immortal Iron Fist, and I would shout out and go, "You have to read this Iron Strange book." So I don't know why my brain does that, but yeah. So Iron Strange is. Probably, I probably dig Iron Strange more than Power Fist and Iron Man, but there you go. And I did read Daredevil number 7, which I guess you still have not read, so we can't really talk about that.
Yeah, sorry. I'm trying to frequent my local comic book shop.
As you should, and that's cool.
And I fell in a wormhole last week, and I didn't make it over there. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was cleaning house because I had house guests.
There you go. Sometimes real life gets in the way of, like, cool shit, so I understand. I did like this one. I will say this before we, you know, discuss it, like, next week maybe. I did like this one more. I felt like we got a little more Matt in this one, and, yeah, it was... You know, I love it when anything fucks with Matt, and this one fucks with Matt, so.
Oh, good.
And anytime we get to really, like, when blind Matt is written, and I like that. We got some blind shit going on, so there you go. I'll leave you with that. Now you want to go read it.
Oh, wait, no, but I think Charles Soule, is that how we...
I have no idea how you say his name. Somebody tweet us and tell us.
I think it's Soule. I know I've seen, like,
I want to say Soleil, but go ahead.
Yeah, anyways, the guy that writes Daredevil tweeted a picture of him playing cards. Like, some frames from the comics.
Okay, that was not in this one.
Okay, maybe that was a preview of next week. Or next month.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
I do know, number 8 does come out, what, this week? Tuesday?
Oh my god, am I already about to be that far behind?
So? I don't know why they're coming out so soon. I don't know why. Can you explain to us
why they come out so erratically?
Yeah, somebody just explain it.
Because they were coming out once a month. So I could be a couple weeks behind and it not matter. But if there's a new one coming out Wednesday, I'll just wait and I'll go to my comic book shop. Maybe I'll try being there, like, right. They open at 8 a.m. on Wednesdays because that's when the new comics come out.
Yes.
And I've never seen if, like, there's a line at the door or if there's, like, a little like, group of people that get theirs first thing.
Waiting? Yeah, I always wonder if there are, like, people who are waiting there, like, they've got a pull list there and they're waiting to, like, for the doors to open to get their shit.
Yeah. Now, I mean, I know there's people there with crazy pull lists. Like, I was in there with a guy that had 50 titles on his pull list.
Well, it's so easy, with especially with these new series, and you're wanting to start because... what else? Oh, I have the number 2 Black Panther. I haven't read that yet. But there's so many new ones, and if you want to keep up with them, oh, my God, can you imagine?
Yeah,
like,
I know.
It would not be that hard to have 50. Not for me, anyway.
It would be hard to pay for 50.
It would be... The new Captain America, I think the cover price on it was $4.99. So, yeah. So it can get to be a little an expensive habit, but it is worth it. If you have to pick and choose, or if you got a like me and you, we'll switch and swap sometimes, and with downloads and things like that, that helps too. So,
speaking of which, you shared a download this week, which
I did. I did. I tried it. Yeah. I think people like that too. They jump on it. But one girl was like, "How do I do this?" And I'm like, "I can't explain." Just follow the instructions.
Have you ever done the digital download?
I have, yes. But the girl did. She's like, "I want it. How do I get it?" And I really didn't know how to explain to her. Like, it's because I take a picture of the whole, the bottom thing, not just the code that tells you, what you have to do. And I really didn't. And I'm like, I don't know how to explain this to you. So. That was, what else has happened? Since you haven't read anything. So you're going to go there and you're going to go there and get number 7 and number 8. Then you'll be ahead of me because I will still be waiting for number 8.
Well, if I buy number 7 and number 8, I will wait to read number 8 until you have read it.
That'd be cool. Because I'm ready for us to discuss this series. I am ready. I think people will like that if we get into this series.
Yeah. Or I could send you my digital download.
Right.
And you could read it right then. So you aren't tempted to spend another $4 to download your own. And we'll discuss offline.
Cool. I'm getting Punisher, I think, number 2 this week, too.
Ooh.
So.
All right. So So this week I have to do lots of comic book reading because I am far behind. You sent me lots of codes so that I can catch up. And I have just been off, I have literally spent the past 4 days around ponies.
Yay, ponies, though. Yay, ponies.
So.
That's so much fun, though.
Yes.
So much fun, more fun than spending time around tax things and stuff like I do. And computers and ad machines and numbers and things like that.
You guys.
Much rather be out with ponies.
Shelby's a tax lady.
Yeah, don't hate me. Don't hate me.
She's a super villain.
I'm a tax lady / DMV tag registration title person lady, so don't hate me even more now. I work in that office that people hate to go to. Not the driver's license place, but that other place where you have to go renew your car tag and that kind of stuff. So,
I was about to say. Yeah. Okay, we're diverging a lot, but my car definitely, the tags are expired. So I need to get on that.
Oh, shit, because of your birthday?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. See, it was Rhiannon's birthday this week.
That's right, I did have a birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yay.
Yay! And as your reward, you get to read comics this week.
Yay!
I know what we can talk about. We can talk about Game of Thrones and how Tommen and Margaery flipped the fucking script on me. I did not see that shit coming. With the High Sparrow and that shit. I thought Tyrell army was going to march the fuck in and the Lannister's going to take control and shit. And Tommen gets up there and but stop that shit. Nope. We're all High Sparrow followers now. Yay. And I was like, oh, fuck. Well, there went that. What did you think about that?
Didn't
you watch Game of Thrones? Don't tell me you didn't watch Game of Thrones.
I did watch Game of Thrones. It was a week ago. And I was like, who So, the High Sparrow was there, and there was something with, like, Jaime coming in. See, like, when you watch Game of Thrones, I think you see a completely different show than I do. Because I'm just, like, the High Sparrow was there. And I remember there was about to be some, like, oh, there's going to be a big twist. And then it wasn't the big twist that I thought. But I don't remember how it ended and where we are and where the fuck are my dragons?
Dragons. Well, Drogon. We did see Drogon at the end. Danny got on Drogon.
Danny was riding the dragon.
And fucking made the Khalasar bow down, bitches, to Queen Daenerys. You know, she got there and she gave her speech.
Yeah.
She's a little bit, though, stepping into, like, Mad Queen territory a little bit. Like, she's a little ruthless. She's a little scary. Do I want her on the Iron Throne? I'm not so sure. But I want to see her try.
I want to see her try all kinds of things.
It's like somebody said, it is kind of hard to believe that this group of people, and I get it, when you see somebody walk through fire, when you see her ride a dragon, I mean, it would make you kind of go, ah. But these people, for everybody to drop what they're doing in their way of life and go, yeah, we're going to follow you, is a little bit kind of unbelievable to me a little bit, but whatever. We'll see. She's fixing to march back to... Well, she's going to probably fly back to Meereen, and everybody else will ride horses back to Meereen, and she'll bring her army, and we'll go from there, but that's... She's getting shit done. She's going to get back, not be real happy with Tyrion, who, like, give the slave owners, like, 7 years to have slaves. She's not going to be happy with that. We'll see. Hope she doesn't burn Meereen down, but... what else? So we saw Drogon. What else happened? What else?
I watched Outlander. Shelby's all, yay, Game of Thrones! And I'm all like, yay, Outlander! Which,
I know.
At all comic book related, but...
No, but they're nerdy. They're nerdy things.
Outlander, you guys... Okay, so if there are any Outlander listeners out there, maybe we should put up a little poll, like Game of Thrones, Outlander. But,
Game of Thrones is going to win because dragons. Because
donkeys.
Because dragons, bitch.
Adorable little donkeys in Outlander, I mean.
Game of Thrones, Dim Thrones wins because baby Iron Fin's on it.
Oh, baby Iron Fin. But, I was about to do a crossover with Outlander, but it's a guy that's on Outlander is on Game of Thrones. That one didn't work. But in defense of the rest of the world, Game of Thrones has had 5,000 cast members.
True. That is true.
Anyways, we met a character. We met my favorite character in Outlander this week.
Oh.
So I was really excited to see the introduction. See,
that's good shit. See, while you're Outlander, I was Peaky Blinders this week. And that is so not comic book related at all. But, yeah, Netflix had the new series on Tuesday, and we finished it yesterday. It's only 6 episodes long, though. Their seasons are short, so it didn't, you know, we blew through that shit.
I wondered where you disappeared. It was every now and then this week, I was like, I have heard absolutely nothing from Shelby. And then I reminded myself, it's Peaky Blinders week.
It's Peaky Blinders week. Killian Murphy or, like, other shit, and Killian Murphy wins. So
it was good.
It was good. I think it got a little bit sort of maybe lost in itself a little bit this season, but it's the third, and you know, it has been, I think, over a year since season 2 premiered. So it's not, maybe the story's not as clean and easy to follow as the first 2 seasons, but you got Killian Murphy and Helen McCrory. I mean, come on. My nephew made a comment. He said, I just want his face. That's what he said about Killian Murphy. I just want his face.
In a good way.
Like, I want his face. And his dad was like, why? He said, because look at him. Look at his face. So, yeah, anytime I get to stare at Killian Murphy for an hour, I'm good. Good. Let's get lost in those eyes that are the color of, like, blue sea glass. So that was a highlight of the week. I was trying to remember if there had been any, like, big comic book news, like, or no. Netflix show news.
There was absolutely no news. So, if people don't know, I am a writer on the MCU Exchange. I don't remember if we talked about that last episode.
I think we just sort of talked about it a little bit.
Yeah. I may not write about everything, but I see a lot of everything that comes through. And absolutely nothing happened last week.
Why?
So I'm writing, in absence of news, I started writing an article and it hasn't come out yet. We might get this up before it comes out. Depends on how fast I finish it because I dropped everything and went and played with ponies for 4 days. I am writing an article on things we might see with the secondary characters on Jessica Jones in season 2.
Yes. Yes.
So there were a lot of cool characters. I mean, rewatching. So, you know, last episode I talked about, I had just finished a rewatch of Jessica Jones. And those characters were deep. Every side character had a really nice story. And Melissa Rosenberg, the showrunner, has said that season 2, she hopes to let Jessica have a day off so they can focus on some of the secondary characters. So I went into some of the ideas of what the secondary characters can be. And one of the characters, I don't remember who put this idea in my head, but somebody put the idea in my head that Robin, the psychotic neighbor, you remember?
Yes.
That she turns into Typhoid Mary. And this isn't, I mean, like, this, it's completely theory.
No, but okay. I think we had talked about Typhoid Mary, Typhoid's been mentioned as a villain for Jessica Jones, you know, over the past few months. And I was wondering how they would do that. And that would be a pretty cool way to do it. And I'm excited.
That was in my head. Like, so I had heard that theory before I rewatched with Mom. And every time she came on the screen, I mean, my mom is sick of hearing about Typhoid Mary at this point. Every time she was on the screen, I was like, she's totally Typhoid Mary. It's, some of our listeners may not know who Typhoid Mary is. So Shelby, would you like to explain who Typhoid Mary is?
You might know Typhoid Mary better than I do. I don't know if I know.
Okay. I don't know if we know her origin. I think I've Googled her like 5 times and studied it, but she's mostly a daredevil villainous.
Right. That's really all I know about her is that. And I do know the Kingpin uses her at some point too.
Yeah.
Like against Matt and that kind of thing. Yeah.
She has dissociative identity disorder. Sorry about that. Which multiple personalities, but the current term for it is dissociative identity disorder. She has like a sweet and innocent persona that at one point in the comics dates Matt Murdock. Mm-hmm. And then she has fiery, crazy, awesome villainous persona that at one point sets Matt Murdock on fire.
That sets Matt Murdock on fire. Yes.
Yeah.
In front of his new girlfriend. Yes.
Yes. It's like first date gets set on fire, which leads to one of the most beautiful panels in all of Daredevil comics.
Oh my god.
Which
probably it might even be my favorite. It might. I'm all excited.
And I'll look up which comic that is though and post it in the show notes so that all of you can go download it, take a look at it, because that really, like, the Matt Murdock getting set on fire by Typhoid Mary, they used imagery from that book in season 1 of the TV show.
Yeah.
And it was fantastic. There was a scene, and if you go and read it, you can see that. And I'll I might post it on the show notes. I might post that one little panel. I know some people have posted it on Tumblr before. Probably Shelby posted it on Tumblr before. But yes. Anyways, Typo Mary is just, I mean, I don't know. There's nothing crazy. I mean, there's nothing incredibly awesome about somebody that's crazy. I mean, a two-face,
Well, it's kind of a sad thing, you know.
Yeah.
To have these two sides.
Yeah, but it's nothing too original or whatnot. But I've just loved the idea of Robin being Typhoid Mary. I had kind of hoped that Marcy would turn into Typhoid Mary.
Ah, I love Marcy. Don't we all love Marcy? Don't we love Marcy? God, yeah. She's the best.
Yeah, and that's where I'm really excited about, like, any more Marcy in any of the shows.
Well, there's so much now opportunity for crossover with these secondary characters. That's so cool to me that you get just as excited when you see Marcy as you do, you know, when you see Jerry Hogarth.
Right. Yeah. I mean, like, getting Marcy in all the things. And I hope, I mean, like, and I did, I put a little bit of Jerry Hogarth in the article, or I will put a little bit of Jerry Hogarth in the article about how I hope her crossing over between all the shows means that Marcy and Foggy cross over between all the shows.
Right, because now Foggy can. He's got this new job. Karen absolutely can.
Yeah.
She's a writer. You still have Claire, Marcy, Turk, Brett Mahoney. I mean, the universe is melding together. And I love it. And I just want to stay there. I just want to, like, find a little bench and just lay there.
But the one character I couldn't come up with, or that I really just, Malcolm. I mean, a lot of the characters, it was kind of obvious what, like, their secondary story could be. Because, yeah, we had, I have the idea of Robin being Typhoid Mary, which totally was never my idea originally. It's totally one that's just floated around by other people.
Yeah.
Who I can't remember who it was to credit. But, yeah, and of course you have Nuke introduced.
Right.
And he could go that way. And Trish becomes Hellcat. But what about Malcolm? Like, if he's going to get his own story, do you have any wishes on what he would get?
I don't know. What would we get? Maybe just some more, like, backstory on Malcolm? And I don't think I know enough of still about comics to, like, say who he could be or what could come of that.
I went and looked Malcolm up.
Yeah.
And you've read all of the Malcolm there is in the comics. Malcolm has just done a couple of the beginning comics. The other character with the name Malcolm, which is about all they have in common, was the kid that broke into her office, or that was a big fan of Jessica Jones and wanted to answer the phone for her and wanted to help her out. He was just like a fanboy.
So is he just going to be Jessica's, like, helper person?
Or is he going to become, like a private investigator of his own? Is he going
I'm sure he's going to get into trouble.
Yeah. Is he going to be, like, Karen? That's what I want to hear from all of you. If the article has already posted, I'll put it in the show notes. When the article posts, I'll edit the show notes and put it in there.
Is Malcolm going to end up being, like, the Karen of this universe?
I think he's going to. I think he's going to be the one that, like, really digs. Well, but there's Trish. Trish is over there researching the IGH files.
That's true. Or is he going to be, like, the Foggy of this universe? Yeah. Is he always going to be the one patching Jessica up? Or is that also Trish's job?
No, I think the idea of Malcolm being the Foggy of the universe.
I'm excited about Trish and Hellcat now. I love me some Trish.
Okay, and so here's my thought. Sorry, this is very Jessica Jones heavy, but I've been thinking about this article a lot. So in the Netflix universe, people aren't getting the crazy names. I don't know if the word Kingpin has been said.
Oh, yeah.
Did they say the word Kingpin?
Yes. Yeah, in season 2 of Daredevil.
Okay, they said the word Kingpin.
Yes.
Okay.
There's only, what was his face? Dutton said there's only room for one Kingpin.
Okay. So they have barely said the word Kingpin.
Yes.
Punisher got a lot of the word Punisher. And Daredevil did actually get his crazy name. But do we think Trish will ever actually be called Hellcat?
I hope so.
Or is she? I mean, because if she's never going to be called Hellcat, there's an argument to be made that she already is Hellcat because she's pretty badass.
True. True. I did try to read some of the new Hellcat stuff, and I couldn't get there with it. I tried. I'm just going to throw that out there. Maybe I read the wrong stuff. Maybe somebody needs to point me in to another direction with Hellcat, but I did try. but not everything works out. Not everything is for everybody. And that did not connect with me at all. Like, especially, I guess sometimes when you watch the show and you already have an idea how a character's supposed to be, and then you read it, you can go back and read a comic and it just doesn't fit with the show sometimes.
Good on you for trying, though, because...
Yeah, I'll try. I'll try anything.
I haven't even managed to read, the Power Fist tonight. God damn it, Shelby!
It's so easy to slip up and do that, I'm telling you. Especially when one of them is like a real thing.
No! And Power Fist... I thought porno has to be out there.
It has to be. It's a porno somewhere, I'm telling you. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
So, anyways, post that article. I'll post it on our website.
Do you think...
I don't know how show notes work. Like, if I go back and add stuff later, if it changes it in iTunes and all of that. I'm not exactly that far along.
We'll figure it out.
It's out by the time I post, and if it's not, I'll just make sure to retweet it on our Twitter feed or something. And
we haven't really gotten any though, like casting information for Jessica Jones season 2, right?
No, we haven't. They haven't even. They're filming that after the Defenders. And so we haven't got a lot of information on the Defenders. The guy that plays Malcolm has said he will be in the Defenders.
That was like sort of just like said at a Comic Con. I don't know if he even knows that. I don't know if anybody even knows who's going to be in the Defenders yet. Right. I think maybe he just said it as like, it's a possibility, like I could be in the Defenders, and somebody just ran with that, like, oh, he's in the Defenders.
I think he said something about, like, I think it was a little more definitive than that. I think it was more like, yes, I will be in the Defenders. And whether that was, of course I'll be in the Defenders.
Are you kidding
or
me?
Or if it was, how could they put Jessica Jones in anything without me, biatch?
Because let me just put this out there, too. Yes, I will be in the Defenders.
This just in, folks. Shelby will be in the Defenders.
Call me, Marco. Doug, call me.
Marco? Yeah. Doug? If you call Shelby and not me, I'm going to be pissed.
I'll be waiting. I'm going to be waiting by my phone. What?
You never sent them your number.
Oh, God. Fuck my life.
In lieu of calling us, you can DM us on Twitter.
Yes. I can't remember my Twitter name again, though. So, good luck. Find me on Twitter.
Woo! I get the call from Marco and Doug because I have the easy to understand Twitter handle. Rah!
Success! I fail. Yes. Damn it. Damn it, man.
Victory.
I could have been in the Defenders.
Victory!
No, I was just wondering because I didn't. I was like, is Nuke going to be in season 2 or is he going to show up? Is he going to be in the Defenders, I wonder, somehow, some way? There's just so many possibilities. Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
I'm really excited. I go through Defenders ideas, like, every day.
I did hear, and maybe this is also known knowledge and I'm, like, slow on shit, that Fisk's lawyer is supposed to be on Luke Cage. Is that a known, like, fact? I don't even know the actor's name or... but I did that.
I don't know. And I don't know... So, Fisk's lawyer is Ben Donovan. And in the comics, he's Big Ben Donovan.
Okay.
The Red Ringside Seats folks did a great little explanation of who he was and what he was. I didn't memorize it.
That is a great Tumblr to follow, by the way, too. Shout out.
I will put that in the show notes. Hear the clicky clicky now.
Yes. Yay!
I don't know, and I'm too lazy to Google it right this second.
But I did hear that. So if that's true, that'll be cool.
That might be true. I mean, that would make sense. He seems like he would fit the tone of Luke Cage. But I don't know. Why would Fisk's attorney be in Luke Cage? Except for he was a character that had, like, other ulterior shit going down because he's a character in a comic book. So
right. He's taking care of all this stuff for Fisk while he's in jail. You know? Paying off this guy's retainer and doing this stuff. So who knows? I think that's going to be cool.
But that's
when I see him, I'll be like, yay!
I think that's why I'm like falling so hard for these Netflix shows and why comic books have turned out to be pretty awesome is these little characters. This guy that we see once in Daredevil season 2 just making Matt fill out some paperwork. Could turn out to have, like, some whole other storyline. He could turn out to have powers. He could turn out to be a supervillain. He could turn out to be... just pop up as a chauffeur or something in Luke Cage.
Yeah.
And that type of shit gets me. If I've been interested enough to pay attention in the beginning, that type of shit gets me.
Yes.
Which wraps back around to Outlander, the character that was introduced in this season, or in last night's episode. For anybody that might happen to watch Outlander, I'm talking about Lord John William Grey, who I think introduced himself last night as William Grey. Like, you see him that one time, and then the author brings him back, like, another book down the road, and is like, holy fuck, she set this character up, and now it's...
Which also brings me back to Game of Thrones, because they brought Uncle Benjen back last week too, and I don't think we've seen him since season one, since Jon Snow rode for the Wall, and here is Uncle Benjen saving Bran's life. It's like, yay, Uncle Benjen! Yes.
I still have no idea who you're talking about.
I know.
Sam, like, went to his dad. Was that last week's episode where Sam went to his dad and
Sam
got
shot
upon
Sam's...
and, like, Sam stole the girl and they, like, ran off. And he stole the sword!
Valyrian steel sword. There's only, like, a handful of those swords, and he's got one. John's got one. Jaime Lannister has one. Brienne has one. And Arya has one. I don't know if that's all of them.
Does Jamie still have his, or didn't he give his to Brienne?
Jamie had one, I think, already, and then the one Brienne, I don't know. Now you brought up a good point. I'm not real sure. I don't know. I know.
Newsflash.
I don't know. Whatchamaface, Joffrey. You know, Joffrey had one, and then Joffrey died, and, you know.
Okay.
So I think that was, you know, that was one, too, but I don't know if there's anybody
else. For a
second,
I thought you had just referred to Tyrion as little fucker. I was like, oh, Shelby.
Okay, but yeah, but no.
How
but
rude.
Back to your original point, when a character's brought back and you're like, yay! I remember them. They're awesome.
Right.
This is so cool.
Right.
It just ties things all together. That's what I like.
Yeah, and that's why I'm the thought of that attorney popping up in Luke Cage, and I mean, I think Claire will have a big part in Luke Cage.
Yeah, and Turk, I'm sure, will show up in he's already showed up in Jessica Jones, so he will probably...
Turk was in Jessica Jones?
Right, wasn't he?
Yeah. He was in that comic that they released.
Oh, yeah. Okay, see? Comic book flashed over into like real life there for a second. Yeah, in the comic book, and everybody got excited. Wasn't he? He wasn't. Brent was. The Turk wasn't. Was Turk only in the comic book? Now I'm confused.
I don't remember Turk being in Jessica Jones, but
it must have only been in the comic where she like.
It was in the comic,
and they talk about Daredevil, right?
Right. So before they released Jessica Jones, the TV series, Bendis put out one Jessica Jones comic that tied in with the series, and it was sort of meant to give people a little introduction to Jessica Jones, and that comic is still available free on Comixology, so you can just download it. You have to have that app, which I had to delete because I had to find some space on my phone. But...
how dare this 16-gigabyte phone not be enough?
Oh, my God. My phone company. My phone wanted to update. And in order to update, I had to have more storage. And I just simply couldn't. It's to the point that I have to delete apps for storage. I have all my pictures on an external SD card. And it's just all of this Verizon bullshit on my phone. And I can't download their own updates. And that's why I don't have Comixology. But you can use Comixology and go download the free Jessica Jones comic.
Yeah, I don't have Comixology either, but that's because I have the Marvel app and the Marvel Unlimited app already, so. Oh, God, I can't believe I confused those two. What? How did that happen?
I think I've gotten rid of the Marvel app, too. I think I just have Marvel Unlimited at this point because that's where all the free ones are. But
yeah.
But the Marvel app.
Well, I think.
The Marvel
know,
app.
Somehow,
if you get the,
somehow you're. Your libraries can merge, too, but I don't know if you have to have the Marvel app for that to happen. Eh, that's a whole nother, who knows.
Yeah, but I know that you have to have the Marvel app if you want to download the free comics.
Like, yes.
So when Shelly posts those comic codes,
you have
and we might
to
do some
have
contests with those and stuff, but when Shelly posts those comic codes, you go to the Marvel app and enter those in. And
that's right.
That should
you
add that comic
it?
To your account, and you'll have it forever and ever. In your digital Marvel account. So when you set up
then
your Marvel
you can
account.
Then you can get it confused like I just did with the show, with the real show.
Exactly. So. And when you set up your Marvel account, make sure it's a password that you remember, unlike Shelby and her Skype password.
Well, it's not my fault. It's not my fault. There's too many passwords in this life. God.
Yeah.
Skype is the number one I probably can't remember, followed by Marvel. Probably, yeah, but I have started writing them down, so that's cool.
That's good.
That's helpful.
Because every week we go to do our podcast, and Shelby is like, fuck. Fuck Skype.
Every week? Fuck, I can't remember my Skype password.
Sure, we're only 2 weeks in, but... Shelby and password.
Which my password should just be, fuck, I can't remember my... password.
All right.
0411234 7.
There you go, folks. We have Shelby's password. So let's go ahead and start wrapping things up because you have Game of Thrones, Peaky Blinders, or not Peaky Blinders. You have to watch Game of Thrones and Preacher at the same time.
Just them Thrones tonight. Just Game of Thrones tonight.
So Game of Thrones won. So you're watching Game of Thrones tonight, and you'll watch Preacher tomorrow.
I'll watch
You're
Preacher
not
tomorrow.
Going to take Anne Marie's recommendation and put one TV on either side and try to watch them both at the same time.
Listen, I'm the only person probably that does not have a DVR. So there you go. So we don't have more than one cable box, so it's not like I could watch. I could probably try to queue up Game of Thrones on HBO Go, but you know how shitty my internet is, and I'm not Game of Thrones. I don't fuck with Game of Thrones.
Have you considered getting a VCR and sticking a VHS in and routing your TV to the VCR and recording?
But I would still have to have like
you'd still have to have
two
TVs.
Yeah, I would still have to have two like cable boxes.
See? Seriously, where the fuck are you going to find two VCRs in this day and age?
Do you know, back in the day, I used to be really good at that, hooking up two VCRs and recording one from one VHS tape to another, like making duplicate tapes.
You were my hero when I was trying to find 1991 Zorro episodes. Which was my first masked superhero. No, Batman was my first, but Zorro was the first masked superhero that I obsessed over.
see. I think it's hard for people. I was trying to explain this to my coworker today. She just turned 30. About the VCR generation versus now YouTube generation. See, now everything's out there.
I knew how to program the VCR record West Wing if I wasn't going to be home.
Thank you. Exactly. And I told her, I said, I have tapes, like boxes of tapes, and I would go to eBay and buy like you're talking about Zorro episodes, whatever. I'd go and find this episode, and somebody would have it on eBay and buy it because we didn't have this internet that you could go and like find these things. So right. She's like, what? I said, oh yes. And we used to have to like record songs off the radio.
Oh, I totally remember like sitting by the radio and I would call in and request stuff. And then they would be like, we are going to play it. Sure. And I would be sitting there waiting for them to play it. And it would be like an hour and a half later. You assholes told me you were going to play it. If it's an hour and a half later, you just knew you were going to play it. Why didn't you tell me that?
You would hope that you like the DJ didn't talk over the song or cut the song off at the end, or somebody didn't open the door to your room and like.
Right, I was just hoping I didn't have to go pee before they played it. Like, if I go to the bathroom now, I'll never catch Bartman.
I just want to hear Debbie Gibson, "Lost in Your Eyes," please.
So that's so weird because your coworker was only turning 30.
Yeah,
and I just turned 36, and I totally remember recording Bartman and doing the VCR VHS stuff and all of that.
I guess she is more of a CD, like she remembers cassette tapes, but I think during that time it was changing over to CDs. It was more about burning CDs.
But I knew people, I mean, when I was in college, somebody sent me a mixtape.
The mixtape. Oh, yeah.
And it was a tape. Maybe. Though that might have just been, like, they might have asked me what I had in my car. And maybe my car had a tape player, so they sent me a tape. But
You were the shit if your car had an auto-reverse tape deck, and you didn't have to flip your tape out.
True.
You were the shit.
I don't see, you're older than me. That doesn't seem like a big deal.
Or if you had a stereo with a dual cassette deck.
Yeah, my dad had one of those. Where you could tape to tape so that you could copy your tapes and send them to people. Yes. But anyways, so you are not going to set up VCRs and record.
No. I don't. You know what? I don't even know if TVs nowadays, you could even hook up one of the old school VCRs. Everything's HDMI cable. It would be, I don't even know if they have a... You probably could. I'm sure there's a way.
Maybe.
There's an app for that.
Here's an app for connecting your TV to
I want to bring back the
I
VCR.
I want to know if any of our users still have a VCR.
Raise your hand if you've ever put tape or a Band-Aid or something over the little thing where you could, like, record over a VCR tape. You know, it's like some shitty tape you had of whatever.
Exactly.
You know, yeah, and you're like, fuck, I really need this to record Friday night videos tonight. God damn it. So, yeah. I just dated myself. I'm older than dust, but there you go.
I know, both of us. I announced my age, so Shelby's older than me. So, VCR, VHS, we watched West Wing, the original run.
Yes. Yep. Yes. I think I gave up on West Wing, though, somewhere along the way. Something else happened, and I quit with West Wing.
A lot of people gave up on West Wing towards the end. There's the West Wing Weekly, if you want to talk about West Wing. I'm not on that podcast. I am nowhere cool enough for the West Wing Weekly. But I listen to it while I'm cleaning house, which I did a lot of last week.
Jesus. I think I must have been watching ER during that time.
Yeah, it was the same time as ER.
Yeah, I was a big, huge ER fan. So, and I recorded that. I tried Lost, and Lost lost me, so I didn't do Lost.
But. Yeah, my problem with Lost is I would have to keep up, so I would have to, like, record it if I wasn't home. And
And it just got too...
tapes only go so far.
you have to rewind one and go, God, I just need an hour's worth of space, please. And if you fucked up and recorded on the wrong speed, ugh.
And then
like
my roommate
teased
me because my roommate was one to just like, my roommate in college was one to just like record over it and over it. You know, she would watch The West Wing and then next week she would record the episode over it. And I am just, you know, like, when I like something, I like to watch it again and again and again. And so, you know, I'm the one that ends up with like 20 VHS tapes all full of episodes that I may or may not ever watch. And she just had like one that she constantly recorded over. And
yeah, I have a whole box of them in there somewhere. And I don't, yeah, what will I ever do with them?
I have a box full of Zorro. It's cool. If anybody doesn't want to buy the Zorro DVDs and they would like the VHS.
It's so sad too. It's like the big huge box of cassette tapes I have. Nobody wants cassette tapes.
But it's got vintage commercials.
Right, that's the best. That is the best. Or like news. Like you've recorded the fucking news.
Breaking
and it's got
news
from. It's great. It's awesome. Bring back the VCR. Hashtag.
I don't think that
hashtag's
taken off.
Hashtag VHS.
Oh,
but there was something fun about having to wait for something and then record it, and then it was yours.
Exactly.
And you and a handful of people maybe had it, and not everybody had it. Now everybody has everything all the time, which is also cool.
It was yours until somebody recorded over it.
Oh, fuck me.
Right? Like, yeah. I've seen the No. I've seen the second 2/3 of Annie 5,000 times. Because the first half hour, 45 minutes, got recorded over. And when I was a kid, I obsessed over that fucking movie. And at some point, the whole movie, quote unquote, accidentally got recorded over.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was always bad when you had to weigh it out, and it's like, oh shit, do I want to record over Days of Our Lives or Bon Jovi's You Give Love a Bad Name? I don't know. I can't make this decision. I love them both. What do I do?
So now, Shelby, there's a little box that people can plug into their TV, and it automatically records their TV. Commercials and all. People still have to fast forward through commercials. And when they have two shows, like Preacher and Game of Thrones, and they want to watch both,
they can watch one and record the other. I know.
Yeah.
My God. What's going to happen next?
I think the creation that came after that was, like, Netflix. Because DVRs have been around for a long time.
They have one now that records, what is it, 16 shows at once, up to 2,000 hours of TV?
Oh, yeah. I go to my parents' house, and they have just, like, whole seasons of shows. Just, like, one day we'll watch every Orphan Black ever.
God, that's another show I gave up on, but there's not that much life. Like, 16 shows at once? I couldn't even come up with 16 shows I wanted to record at one time.
I think that's for, like, those families with 8 kids.
I guess so. It has
but
to be.
But even 8 kids, they would all have to have 2 different shows that they were recorded at the same time.
So talk to us, people. Is there a way to fill up a 2,000-hour DVR with what? Please tell me. Please.
I mean, I know my parents, like, they'll record, like, if there's a light and fluffy movie, they might record it and save it so that, like, if there are kids over, they have something they could turn on. And they don't have to, like, sit and cruise through and whatever. They'll, like, my dad pretty much, like, keeps on stock, like, a comedy, an action, something or other.
Well, that's cool. That's also Netflix. You just turn that on and...
Oh, yeah. Seriously. I'm like, Dad, Netflix. True. Why do you need 2,000 hours of DVR when you have Netflix?
Explain to me. Maybe I'm missing something. Tell me some shows I should be watching, because I really don't watch a lot of network TV stuff. So there's something out there I'm missing. Let me know. CW to me does not count as network TV. I realize it is, but that's basically all I watch is the CW and Netflix.
I'm trying to think. I want to think there was a network show I was watching recently, but I... Network shows are so jarring at this point.
Mm-hmm.
They're so... The very first thing that I always notice when I'm watching a network show, rather than Netflix or AMC or any non-network show, really, is the makeup. Immediately when you're not... I think when I tried to watch The 100, which is CW, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I tried to watch The 100, when it was so jarring to me. This is a post-apocalyptic world. Yet that girl has on eyeliner. And maybe false eyelashes.
That brings me to Fear the Walking Dead. If somebody can also explain that show to me and tell me why I should keep watching Fear the Walking Dead, please tell me, because you brought up the teenage girl on Fear the Walking Dead always looks like to me that she just went and had a blowout. Her hair is lovely. It's just not real to me.
After The Walking Dead, because The Walking Dead, they usually look really frazzled.
Yeah, this L.A. bunch on Fear the Walking Dead is...
Oh, in L.A., okay.
I don't even know if it's really L.A. I don't know, it was California somewhere. I hate to shit on a show. I do, because it is so easy. Just turn the fucker off. Don't watch it if you don't like it. But I keep trying with the show, and I don't know if I can anymore. I don't know.
And I don't want to be... I was not shitting on The 100. As far as plot and everything that's going on, I've maybe watched 5 episodes of the whole show, but it didn't grab me. It made me keep going, but it also... I have nothing bad to say about it. It just jars me. And it's something that I notice. I mean, I notice it watching Vampire Diaries, watching... God, I can't even think of network shows that I've watched recently.
I tried to watch
How to Get Away with Murder.
That's what I tried. I think that's the last one that I really gave it a try. Now, I am watching a show. I am watching some WGN stuff. But again, I don't consider that broadcast network TV. When I say network TV, I'm really thinking about your 3 major networks.
Yeah, your ABC, NBC, CBS.
Yeah, right. And How to Get Away with Murder. I do watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. That's the only thing, I guess, that I watch.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., that's it. Even if you just compare Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. to the Netflix shows, I realize Karen and Claire, maybe there just aren't enough girls in the Netflix shows for it to bother me, but I still feel like Karen and Claire have makeup that is a little bit more down to earth than Daisy and Gemma.
Yeah. Yeah.
On S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
And it just, it bothers me. Unrealistic makeup bothers me. Though I know people in real life that in the apocalypse, they would probably still be applying eyeliner. So I realize it is realism. It's just not, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that Netflix model for binge watching now has really messed with the way I watch TV, because it is harder now to watch something week to week without becoming really irritated at the show or really finding the flaws in a show.
And those filler episodes, I remember when I watched TV, like back in the West Wing days. West Wing was a show that had like 20-some episodes.
Yeah, 20-plus
season.
Yeah.
And I remember being like, oh my gosh, we need so much more. We need more. You know, it's the end of the season. How will I ever survive until September, October when the new season starts? And now I go to watch a show like that and I'm like, there's so much extra here. Not The West Wing. I haven't tried to watch The West Wing, but.
No, but even like with, like sometimes with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or Flash.
Or S.H.I.E.L.D.
There are too many episodes. Too many now.
Yeah. And my 20-year-old self is going, shut the fuck up!
Right. We want more! We want more!
We need more! They need to...
I wonder if and I can't do this because I just can't. But I wonder if when the next Marvel Netflix show comes out, like Luke Cage, if I were to take that show and watch it from week to week instead of all at once, would I feel differently about the show? Or with Daredevil, I will never know because I do watch them all at one time pretty much.
Yeah.
But if I made myself watch it week to week and like some of the podcasts do and review it week to week, episode to episode,
mm-hmm.
would I feel differently about the show?
Yeah.
Would I see more holes in the show like I do with a network show when I pick it apart and have to watch it week to week?
And I think it's interesting to listen to those podcasts of people that wait week to week. I don't understand those people.
I can't do it.
I mean, I love you people. I know. You know, I mean, Shelby and I are just like, yeah, yeah. I mean, hell, my kitchen is 20 feet from where I sit and eat, and I can't make it that far without taking a bite. So there's no fucking way I didn't even wait for Shelby on Daredevil season one. She was like, I won't be able to finish watching this till Tuesday. And I was like,
you're like, okay, thanks, bye.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
And then we caught up again at like episode 10.
Yeah.
But it has definitely changed things. And I don't know if that's for the better or worse. But I love you, Netflix. That's all I can say.
I know.
But also Netflix doesn't make a show have 23 episodes either.
Right.
But if I got all those 23 episodes at one time, Netflix.
You know, I don't want all 23 episodes at a time, Netflix. I just don't want to have to wait 2 years before Daredevil season 3. I don't want to have to wait 6 months between every Marvel series. Show.
I'm okay. Look, I'm okay with the waiting. There's a part of me that likes There's a part of me that likes the build up and the anticipation of shit. You know,
I could totally build up and anticipate every 3 months. I mean, couldn't take the time off work and handle getting up with you and all of that every 3 months to binge. We might have a little more restraint if they did it every 3 months, but
we might. We might, but I would just like to know. Like, if you tell me today, Daredevil is definitely coming out March 2018, I'm cool with that. I can wait. I don't have a problem. There's other shit that I can find in the middle to, like, keep me busy, and I can obsess over other things. It's just when you don't tell me for sure that it's coming. But it's totally coming.
And people totally need to go online right now. Go to Twitter, go to Facebook, go to our website, and say, Shelby, you are going to get Daredevil season 3.
Totally
just,
are.
You know, no matter when you're listening to this, let's say you've discovered this podcast like 2 years from now. We're like famous and like Kevin Smith is talking about us and all of this. And so you've decided to go back and listen to all the past episodes. Maybe we've already seen Daredevil season 3.
We probably have.
You still need to go tweet. You can just tweet at Super Ladies and you can say, Shelby, we are getting Daredevil season 3.
Yeah, at this point, I hope by the time somebody's like listening for the first time and they go back and it's on like Daredevil season 10.
Right. You know? I liked Man Without Fear was talking about Daredevil season 18.
There you go.
What was it that he tweeted? There was something that was like very Daredevil-ish. And he was like, maybe when they get to season 18, they'll get to this plot line. And it was very funny, but I don't remember what it was. So I'm just
I don't read. He had a lot of good ones. It was a lot of good ones.
He has some really good stuff. I linked to his website last week. So
cool.
But it's really
another must place to visit. You have to go if you even think about being a Daredevil fan. You have to or reading Daredevil comics. Gotta go.
And he shared, so he got one of those, the screeners for the Emmys.
Yes. Yes.
So that was something new this week, was Netflix sent out their four-year consideration packages, and they had the little screener for, you know, hey, consider Daredevil.
Yes, and it's been put up on billboards and on park benches and stuff for Charlie and John. I think it's so cool. I would love to have one of those posters. That'd be awesome.
Get that bench, the park bench, and just, like, I have a perfect place to put, like, that 6-foot banner of Daredevil's face. Dare.
Like a subway.
Just like, as you walk down the stairs in my house, just, like, dare to consider.
Yeah, I want, you need the Punisher one so we can look at John Bernthal's, like, fucked up face all the time and get scared.
Oh, my God!
Oh, we love you, John Bernthal.
We love you, John, but you scare us.
We love you, Charlie Cox.
Yes.
I do. I would love it if somehow Vincent got nominated. I really can't.
Did they have Vincent as one of the four considerations?
I think as guest actor or something. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
What they did not have, which, I mean, I realize, like, when you do a four-year consideration, you aren't trying to get, you know, nobody, like, the stunts.
I realize the stunts
aren't something that you do a marketing campaign to get considered for. But if the stunts are not nominated
this year, I will flip something over, and you can videotape it as I flip it over.
Yeah,
we'll flip something to
and
fuck
Chris
over.
Chris Brewster is so incredibly gracious about that. He's just like, the show, the team, it's wonderful. He, you know, we were tweeting with him about it. And if you don't follow Chris Brewster, his Twitter is like Ninja Brewski. He is Charlie Cox's stuntman, and he's fantastic. Yes. He interacts with the fans.
He's Daredevil.
He is Daredevil. He's like a real life. He actually does the shit.
Yeah, but he's so nice. Yeah.
He's incredibly nice.
Probably the nicest guy on Twitter.
One of our goals is to have him on the podcast at some point. And
yes. When we get a little more professional at this, a little...
When we know what the fuck we're doing. When the first 20 minutes of us being Skyped in isn't, what the fuck's my Skype password? And how do I get my headphones to work? And all of that. We'll get Brewski on here.
We'll get Brewster on here.
In the meantime, we'll have some guests that are more understanding of our incompetencies.
Yes, our shortcomings. Maybe we can have Power Fist and Iron Man.
Oh my God. Just draw us the comic book cover for Power Fist and Iron Man. No! Fuck, we don't want the fan art. We don't want the
No. And on that note...
I think Shelby needs to get ready for Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Them thrones.
And we are going to leave you guys with your own imagination of...
You're welcome. Bye, everybody.